It's Current State on 90.5 WKAR. Thanks for joining us. I'm Mark Bayshore. Tonight, a Michigan-born superstar returns home to perform a legendary album.
Been spending most of their lives living in a pastime paradise. Been spending most of their lives.
Pastime paradise there from Stevie Wonder's Songs in the Key of Life. Through the years, only a few pop albums have enjoyed its acclaim. The double, actually triple, record package won 3 Grammys, including Album of the Year in 1977. Tonight at the Palace of Auburn Hills, Stevie Wonder will perform all the tracks on the album. Sir Duke, Isn't She Lovely, Love's in Need of Love Today, and 18 others. Detroit News music writer Susan Whitehall recently spoke with Stevie Wonder about his Songs in the Key of Life tour and the album and other things. Welcome, Susan.
Oh, thank you.
Greetings from your alma mater here in East Lansing.
Absolutely.
Why did Stevie Wonder decide to perform this album, Songs in the Key of Life?
Well, he said he'd been wanting to do it for a while. Actually, ever since the album came out, he thought it would be a good idea. And he just did it for a charity last winter, for this toy charity for kids that he does in Los Angeles. And it came off really well, so they thought it would be a natural.
And
he's done greatest hits tours the last few times out, too. So.
And he performs every track on the album. This is a 3-record set, really, strictly speaking.
Two albums and then the EP, the extended play,
yeah,
which I lost long ago, of course.
I think a lot of people did. Stevie has said he thinks it's probably his best album, and I imagine millions of his fans probably agree with that, but it's a hard choice. To you, Susan, what makes the album so special?
Well, I think the huge diversity of sound on there, the different styles. You've got the classical, you just heard the... what you just played, there's fugues on there. He's playing on the synthesizer. There's the jazz of Sir Duke. There's, contusion, sounds like Weather Report. Then he's got funk. He's got soul. It's just extremely diverse. And at the time it came out, people thought it was almost too diverse and a little too lengthy. I think the critics kind of softened their view on that. I know that the public certainly loved it from the first.
You spoke with Stevie Wonder when he had done, I think, a couple of performances. It was early in the tour when you spoke with him. Did he have anything to say on the experience at that point?
Actually, he hadn't started yet.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
Yeah, but he was, he's always supremely confident. That's one of the charms about Stevie. He knows what he's doing. It's like when I was asking him about when Motown almost dropped him years ago, and it was true. He said it never bothered him. He never thought about it because he's confident because he's got this music inside him. He writes it. He performs it. He knows exactly what every instrument should be playing on stage. And
he plays most of them.
Yeah, exactly. And you can't take that away from him. He's like a self-contained unit. So on stage, he's been back touring now for several years. Since when his mother died, he went back on the road. And he's a well-honed machine, put it that way. I can say, of all the Motown acts I've seen, he comes the closest in concert to reproducing the Motown sound, that big band. He's brilliant at that.
Susan Whitehall is our guest, music writer for the Detroit News. We're talking about tonight's performance by Stevie Wonder at the Palace of Auburn Hills. He'll perform every track on his 1976 album, Songs in the Key of Life. You mentioned As a minute ago, which is one of the really powerhouse tracks on this album. And I understand that during your interview with Stevie, he got a bit emotional talking about that track. Apparently, it was his mother's favorite song of his. And you focused on that song with Stevie. What did he say about it?
Well, he was saying, he said that he actually sang that at his mother's funeral and that it was emotional for him to do that. That was her favorite song. And even though I think it was 2006 that she died, 2007, he still gets very emotional about that. That was a big, big loss to him. I mean, she was a single mom, and she was his whole world growing up in Detroit, very important to him. You know, there's a brief appearance of her in the Motown musical that's sort of comical when she brings little Stevie out. She was very, very protective, and she drove a hard bargain with Berry Gordy. That's what the scene entails.
How about that? Our listeners who remember little Stevie Wonder might be surprised to learn that Stevie Wonder today is 64 years old. What is his life like these days?
Well, he's got, in the past year or two, he's had a new girlfriend and a new baby, and she's expecting another. It's due in December sometime. I believe that brings his, he's 10 or 11 kids. So he's as always, music is consumes him. He does it every day. I was asking him how he keeps his chops up on the harmonica, and he plays it every day.
How about that?
But he would do that no matter what. He plays and listens to music every day because he loves it.
Mm. You also got Stevie Wonder to write the introduction to your book, Fever. This was your biography of singer Little Willie John. Remind our listeners who Little Willie John was and his connection to Stevie Wonder.
Well, Little Willie John was a great R&B singer from Detroit, went to Pershing High and everything, and he did the original version of the song Fever that Peggy Lee covered later. So he Stevie grew up listening to him on the radio, hearing his songs. Talk to Me was another hit, and he loved them. Well, years later, he met Keith John and Kevin John, Willie's sons, and Keith John has been his backup singer for 25 years now. You'll see him in concert at the Palace, and Keith is the one who got Stevie to write that intro for us. He didn't write it, he spoke it. Keith got him backstage and said, okay, talk about my dad and his influence on you. So people know Stevie, but they don't necessarily know where his influences came from, except for some of the obvious ones like Ray Charles and, things like that. So I think if you listen to Willie's vocals, you can hear a lot of what came out in Stevie later on, which is really fascinating. And the song Superstition actually was influenced by a Little Willie John song, Leave My Kitten Alone.
Our guest is Susan Whitehall of the Detroit News. We're talking about Stevie Wonder and his album Songs in the Key of Life, which Stevie Wonder will perform tonight live at the Palace of Auburn Hills. Prior to coming to the Detroit News, you spent almost 8 years at Detroit's legendary rock magazine Cream with Lester Bangs and some other pretty established rock writers. Share your best Cream magazine story with us, if you will.
Oh, gosh, probably, I was right out of Michigan State, of course, English degree. What are you going to do? So I did luck out with that job, I would say. So I always tell people, hey, go ahead and major in English. What the heck? I think Lester took me to my first ever party as a staffer. It ended up, we were backstage at Rod Stewart and the Faces. They said, hey, you want to go to a party at David Ruffin's house with the Temptations? I'm like, yeah, okay.
I guess so.
Bobby Womack got in our car, the famous R&B singer, and he showed us the way. And it was an extremely elegant party, just fantastic. Ruffin was a great host, and we ended up in a back room singing. Here I am singing with David Ruffin.
Good grief.
And Lester and Ron Wood of the Faces then. He's with the Stones now. He was playing guitar. So it's like, oh, my gosh. And to Lester, it was just another night out, as I was defined.
And that was your first of 8 years' worth of parties at Cream Magazine. So you got off to a bang of a start there.
Oh, yeah.
I take it you'll be attending the concert tonight.
Oh, absolutely. I'll be reviewing, yeah.
How many times have you seen Stevie Wonder in concert?
He hasn't toured as much as some people, but I don't know. I think it's less than 10 times.
That's still pretty good, Susan.
Yeah.
We want to...
I told him this. My mother bought me my first 45 ever, which is a single to everybody younger, the Little Records. That was his fingertips.
Oh, perfect.
Single.
Perfect.
Yeah.
We got to leave it there. Detroit News music writer Susan Whitehall recently covered Stevie Wonder, interviewed Stevie Wonder, and tonight he performs all of the songs on Songs in the Key of Life at the Palace of Auburn Hills. Thank you, Susan. Have fun tonight.
Thank you. Go Green.